Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So during the month of August, it can seem like all of New York City, except you, is away on vacation. But with Labor Day just a week away, consider this. A quarter of American workers get no paid vacation time at all. That's over 27 million workers who get no time off. By comparison, the European Union has laws that guarantee workers at minimum 20 days of paid leave time. So here to talk with us about our no vacation nation is Joe Robinson. He's a work-life balance consultant and author of the book Work to Live. He'll tell us about efforts to pass the Paid Vacation Act, which would write paid leave time into the law books. Joe Robinson, welcome to WNYC.
It's nice to be here.
So Austria gives workers 4 weeks vacation time. The UK gives 4 weeks. Switzerland gives 30 work days. That's 6 weeks. And we give none. What does this say about the United States?
It says we're in desperate need of some time off. But more than that, basically, it's that we haven't valued time off to this point. We had an opportunity back in the 1930s. Under the Roosevelt administration, there was a committee on vacations with pay that was formed to look into why the U.S. didn't have paid vacations and 30 other countries did at the time. And the committee came back and said, well, you know, this is a scandal. We need to have time off just like other countries do. But nothing happened. And here we are 70 years later with really the very next attempt to try to get something to happen.
By the way, you're a work-life balance consultant. What does that mean you do for a living?
I do work-life balance trainings for companies from IBM to Lockheed to organizations like Homeland Security. And so we get the stress down and the life up.
Is it too obvious a question to ask why people need vacation time?
It's not, actually, because if more people were aware of that, we wouldn't be having this conversation, a conversation you wouldn't be having in 147 other countries where they do have paid leave. But basically, yeah, we need vacation because of the incredible benefits that we get from a vacation. An annual vacation can cut the risk of heart attack in men by 30%, studies show, and women who take more than one vacation a year, it can cut it by 50%. So, you know, there's not a lot of health foods that can give you that benefit.
Just
vacations
taking
cure burnout too.
Just taking a couple of weeks off can give you less of a risk of heart disease. That's
exactly,
been proven.
Exactly, because what it does is it cuts off the source of the stressors. And there was a great study just reported in the New York Times last week or the week before that showed the stress loop that we get caught up in, and that when we're in the stress mode, we wind up with addictive behaviors because our caveman brain is just focused in a very narrow range. But when you step back from that and interrupt the stressors and get on a vacation, then your brain reforms itself. It regathers its resources, and so you're able to get out of that stress loop. And so that's one of the great benefits of a vacation, is that it cures burnout. It regathers crashed emotional resources. So, and the other thing about it is productivity goes up after vacation.
So let's talk about the Paid Vacation Act, which was introduced in Congress in May. You helped draft the bill in its early stages, I understand, and you are part of a campaign to pass the Paid Vacation Act called Take Back Your Time. How much vacation time would people get if it passes? Would it apply to all employers?
It would provide for 2 weeks off for anybody who's worked at a job for a year after a three-year phase-in program to allow businesses to get with the program. Initially, it would not affect every employer. It would affect companies that have 100 employees or more. But the idea is that, you know, this is just the initial stage of putting this legislation together, and, you know, we would see more activity on the various aspects of it.
We don't have a lot of time, but I wonder if there are any employers, including very small employers, who want to call in and tell us that you don't want a law to require your employees to be given paid vacation. Obviously, you can readjust salaries to cover whatever substitutes you would have to hire, but Anybody actually against this? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. I'm sure the vast majority of heads are nodding out there and going, duh, full-time workers should be entitled to 2 weeks paid vacation. Who wants to argue against that? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And I guess a lot of people would want to argue against it because Congressman Alan Grayson of Florida sponsored this paid vacation act, but I gather he found only four co-sponsors for the bill in the House. Is that correct?
Well, there's been a little other action in Congress lately. I think it's the plate is pretty full there. We expect once these crises to be over to have that be taken up by more folks.
It's a class issue, isn't it?
To a degree, it is. In fact, if you look at the research among low-wage earners, only 69% of them get vacations. So it's less than the one in one quarter, you know, 125% that most people get here in this country. So yeah, it is definitely. And then we have the issue of employers and top management who are able to negotiate for vacation contracts, unlike the rest of the folks on the team. And you know, this whole issue about whether this is going to be counterproductive or not is really you know, fleshed out by the research that shows that productivity can go up to by about as much as 80% after a vacation.
Now, wait a minute. Lewis and Long Branch owns a small business and gives his employees a choice. Do I have that right, Lewis?
That is correct. I've been in business, in January would be 25 years, and I offer 1 week's vacation after the first year and 2 weeks after 3 years. And I would say overwhelmingly, in my experience, my employees would rather get paid for a week and still work, so they get an extra week of pay.
You offer that option?
I do offer that option. If I say to people, my employees, look, do you want to go away, or do you want to get paid for a week and still work? Most of the time, they take the pay. Because
you do at least give them that option. So is there anything wrong with that, in your opinion, Joe Robinson?
Not at all. If somebody wants to work through their vacation, you know, that's their issue. I would think that for employers, the benefits of having somebody come back refreshed and energized would far outweigh, you know, them taking the money and getting themselves more stressed out.
Peter in Huntington owns a small business and would be against the legislation. Correct, Peter?
Yeah, that's correct. And I think part of the issue for me as a small business owner is, again, just the mandating that you must apply this. Let the marketplace sort of decide, employer by employer, and if it's right for the employee, and maybe as an incentive or a bonus, but don't go to the extent of having to mandate the vacation. For
Joe Robinson, why not?
Well, first of all, it doesn't apply to small businesses at this stage. And what the discussions have been about in terms of small business is finding some way to work with them and have somewhat of a different program for them. We understand and want to take into account their issues.
But Peter, wouldn't the marketplace disadvantage the workers with the least power and leave them exploited, really, in the sense of having to work 52 weeks a year with no choice?
Well, I mean, I think that's potentially the extreme, but I think ultimately what happens is the best employees, the most productive, ultimately the employer as an incentive or a bonus, if you will give that paid vacation.
But what are we talking about here? That only the best employees, the most productive, should have a right to paid vacations?
If those that are not as productive or potentially, we'll use the word deserve, and the deserve might be from the number of years worked or some other parameter, they may not get 2 weeks. They may not get any time. But again, it's that, and I understand this is only for larger businesses, but for a smaller business, ultimately what starts out at a large business comes to a small business. Again, it's that sort of mandating.
Peter, thank you very much. And I guess, Joe Robinson, that's where you would differ. He sees that vacation time as something that somebody earns. You, probably a lot of our listeners, see that as just too cold.
Well, yeah. I mean, we think that American citizens ought to have what the citizens of 147 other countries have. I think it's only Burma and Lesotho and a couple other places that don't have a paid vacation leave.
Let's be Burma. Let's be Burma. Why not be Burma? Real quick, we have about 45 seconds left. It's a different challenge for self-employed people to take vacation time. maybe including yourself as a consultant, because it's cash out of your pocket. In other words, it's up to you how much money to forfeit, correct?
Well, that's true, yeah. I think that still it's a self-management task that you have to set for yourself, otherwise you just don't get a life. I mean, this is where we get the chance to enjoy the fruits of our labor. So if we don't make the time, it just doesn't happen, and that time doesn't come back again if we skip our vacation.
Are you totally self-employed?
I am.
How much vacation time did you take in the last year?
I try to get a month every year, and this is something I've been doing for a while now.
Did you get it this year?
Yeah, I went to the Cook Islands.
All right, for a month.
Yeah.
Joe Robinson is the author of the book Work to Live, and he is advocating for the Paid Vacation Act now before Congress. Thank you very much for coming on with us.
All right, thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.